So, starting by getting a sense of your posture. As you're sitting on a chair or lying down. And noticing what it feels like to be sitting or lying here. Tuning in with yourself and with your body and really taking a moment to arrive in this posture. Getting a sense of the feet on the floor. Noticing any sensations in the legs. Contact of the thighs and the buttocks with whatever you're sitting upon. Checking in with your belly and the chest. The shoulders and arms. And the neck, the face. Getting a sense of your whole body as you're sitting here. Tuning in with yourself and simply aware of what's there for you right now. What does your body feel like? Simply being aware and present with whatever is here for you right now. Noticing your experience in this moment. Taking a moment to arrive and to pause and to really sense into your body as it is resting here. And then when you're ready, letting your awareness find the breath. Bringing the attention down to the breath in the belly. Noticing the physical sensations of the breath as it moves in and out of the body. Exploring what the in-breath feels like and the out-breath. Simply being here and breathing, nothing else to be done. And being fully present with the breath as it moves through your body, moment by moment, breath by breath. And also noticing when your mind gets drawn away from the breath and the attention is pulled elsewhere, noticing when this happens and acknowledging where the mind has gone off to, and gently but firmly bringing your attention back to the breath in the body. Zooming in on the breath. Each breath an opportunity to come back to what's here right now, to reconnect with the present moment and stabilize your attention in the here and now. And then when you're ready, letting go of the breath and bringing your attention to hearing, opening up to any sounds that you can detect around you. Being open and receptive to any and all sounds that arise in your surroundings, sounds from very far or sounds from nearby, from behind, in front, below or above. Not looking out for any particular sounds, but simply receiving them all, whether they're very subtle sounds or loud sounds, prominent sounds. Being aware as they arise and dissolve in awareness again. And not so much thinking about the sounds, but really connecting, being attentive to the raw qualities. So noticing the duration and the loudness, the pitch, the rhythm of all these different sounds. Exploring them with a sense of curiosity, as if you were hearing them for the very first time. Noticing the tendency we all have to label sounds and to judge whether we like them or whether we don't. Seeing if you can simply let the sounds be sounds and receive them as such, without getting lost in the stories that they may create, but really, really focusing the attention on the sounds themselves. and also noticing sounds within sounds, or moments, spaces between sounds, or moments of relative quiet. Simply observing how these sounds arise, stay around for a while, and then fade away again. Do all these sounds stay the same, or do they change over time? And checking in with yourself, where is your mind at now? You're still focused on the sounds, or perhaps the mind has gone off into thinking, has gone distracted again. And if this happens, then nothing's gone wrong. Not judging yourself in any way, but rather congratulating yourself for having woken up, and as best as you can, bring your mind back, bring your awareness back to the sounds around you. And then slowly, when you're ready, letting the sounds fade into the background and bringing your attention to the thoughts in your mind. Perhaps noticing thoughts about what you're doing right now, or thoughts what you were doing at the beginning of the day, or plans that you have, what you still want to do today, and noticing them all. Perhaps they're happy thoughts, or worries, or neutral thoughts. Simply observing them as they arise in the space of the mind, and stay a while and then fade away again. The thoughts are like clouds passing through the vast spacious sky of the mind. So sometimes these thoughts, these clouds, can be very light and fluffy and small, or sometimes very big and dark and stormy. Simply noticing them all, letting them be. Letting them arise and dissolve in your awareness. Just like we did with sounds. Noticing any and all thoughts and seeing if you can simply let them be, simply come up and notice how they stay for a while and then go again. There's no need to make thoughts come, but rather letting them just come and go on their own. And when you notice that your mind gets repeatedly drawn into the stories created by your thinking, then not judging yourself for it, but simply noticing it, acknowledging what your mind was busy with, in what story it got lost, and then bringing it back to simply observing these thoughts, letting them be as they are without having to do anything with them. But also knowing that if at any time you find the mind being too scattered and just all over the place, then knowing you can always come back to the breath to help you refocus and stabilize your attention. Noticing the in-breath and the out-breath. And then coming back to the thoughts. And then we'll slowly let go of this intention to observe the thoughts and come back to the body as a whole as you're sitting or lying here. Noticing your posture and facial expressions and getting a sense of your whole body. And tuning in with yourself, perhaps noticing any areas of tension in the body or any more unpleasant thoughts, worries, unpleasant feelings. Giving space to the difficulty that may come up during the practice. Also allowing it to be there. And in this practice, we'll deliberately work with that. So if there's any sense of difficulty or discomfort for you, then allowing it to remain in your awareness. And then dropping the attention into the body, so tuning in with any physical sensations that this difficulty may bring with it. Perhaps noticing any tension or stiffness in the back, the neck, the shoulders, or in the legs. Simply noticing what's there, so not trying to change the sensations, but seeing if you can be with them, explore them, and feel them. Perhaps even seeing if you're able to move up close to whatever sensations and feelings are rising in the body and intentionally directing your awareness to that region in the body where you feel these sensations the strongest. Perhaps even imagining as if you could breathe into that part of the body. Exploring the sensations and holding them in awareness as you watch the intensity change and flux from moment to moment. Really zooming in on these sensations in your body. And also noticing how you're reacting to whatever comes up for you. Perhaps there's restlessness or boredom, or a sense of wanting to hurry up, to move, sense of impatience, or aversion, not wanting to feel any of these more unpleasant sensations. And seeing if you can hold these reactions as well in spacious and compassionate awareness. Not trying to change the sensations, but simply exploring with a sense of friendly curiosity what's there for you right now. But if at any time you feel that any sensations become too overwhelming or cause too much pain or discomfort, then knowing that you can always come back to the breath and the body and to reconnect with this anchor that is always there and can always hold your awareness. Or you can also choose to focus on another part of it, on your body if it becomes too difficult to stay with the sensations. Listening to yourself and noticing what you need right now, what is most helpful. Whether you can stay with the sensations for a little longer, whether you choose to focus your attention on the breath or another part in the body. Or it can be helpful to simply mindfully move, to make some small adjustments in your posture to relieve perhaps a certain tension or pain. And remembering, of course, that it is okay not to like to stay with these more unpleasant sensations and that it's natural not to want them around, but seeing if you can stay a little longer with the awareness of these sensations and your reactions and simply breathing with them, letting them be and allowing whatever is happening for you right now to be just as it is. Breathing with any sensations. And then slowly letting go of this intention to stay with discomfort or more unpleasant sensations in the body, and we'll bring back the awareness to the breath in the belly. Simply letting the breath breathe itself and let your awareness rest on the belly as the breath moves in and out of the body in its natural rhythm. Noticing this breath and the next breath. And the next one. And resting for another couple more moments in the awareness of the breath until you hear the sound of the bell.